Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie, 94 WIP. Phil's game in an hour and a half here on WIP, 1 o'clock. We'll lead you up there with pregame coverage as we get into the 12 o'clock hour and phone calls all through the show, 215-592-9494. The fiasco that was everything that went on at Citizens Bank Park last night. I mean, the loss being the least of which we've talked about, but it does matter. But again, just to reiterate what I said at the top, and I know John agrees with me, I totally disagree with what I heard on the morning show this morning. Angelo and all the callers criticizing Joe Girardi. I thought Girardi did nothing wrong last night with going after Max Scherzer. Look, I mean, whether he thought that the pitcher was cheating or whether, you know, he wanted to try to get inside his head with some gamesmanship, I'm glad Girardi asked the umpires to check him for a foreign substance, even though he'd already been checked twice earlier in the game. I'm glad Girardi did what he could do, what he thought he could do, to help maximize the Phillies' chances to win a game, particularly when they were losing it. And I can't believe that so many people think Girardi was out of line. Now, again, we'll take a reaction on all this, 215-592-9494. I think particularly out of line with Scherzer himself, basically with that how dare you check me thing, acting like a petulant child out there, throwing his hat and glove on the ground, ripping off his belt like he's some big tough guy. I mean, give me a joke. Give me a break. That guy's a joke. The Nationals manager and assistant coaches, totally out of line, yelling at Girardi. I thought that was outrageous. I appreciate as a Phillies fan, look, I've had my issues with Girardi. I think he's obviously not been that effective a manager for the Phillies. But last night, I was proud of how he handled it. He came storming out of the dugout. Yo, don't be yelling at me. You yell at me, I'll come out here on the field and we'll have some issues. And I'm glad Girardi handled it that way. And then for Mike Rizzo, the general manager of the Nationals, to go on a radio station earlier this morning, you know, after everything that went down last night, and say what he said, he's way out of line. Matter of fact, let's hear what he said. Here's Mike Rizzo, the GM of the Nationals, talking about it earlier today.
Do you think Girardi was playing games there?
Of course he was. What are we, idiots? Of course he was.
I agree.
It's embarrassing.
Our partner, Eric
Bickle. It's embarrassing for Girardi. It's embarrassing for the Phillies. It's embarrassing for baseball. Yes, he was playing games. And, hey, that's his right. You know, gamesmanship had nothing to do with substances. He had no probable cause to ask for it. The ump shouldn't have allowed it. But it happened, and you got to deal with it.
I mean, this idiot Rizzo says no probable cause. How about the fact Girardi said after the game, probable cause, he didn't use the phrase probable cause, but probable cause being that he saw the Nationals pitcher rubbing his hand through his hair. And then, by the way, the Nationals pitcher literally said, I went to my hair because I didn't have anything else to use. Don't give me no
he said he was tired of licking his fingers with all the rosin on them, so he had to use his hair.
Yeah. The implication being sweaty. That he previously used to use something else, which now, you know, there's a crackdown on. What a joke. That audio, by
That's
the way.
That's the biggest takeaway for me.
Totally.
He told us last night, Max Scherzer said, I am afraid to throw inside against guys like I once did when I was able to use other things that I no longer have access to.
Yep.
So now I can't throw that pitch.
And the whole and we've seen various pitchers say this. Basically, the thing now is I can't effectively pitch without smacking your guy in the face, so Major League Baseball has got to let me cheat. Give me a freaking break. That audio, by the way, courtesy of 106.7, the Fan, down in the D.C. area. One more thing from Mike Rizzo, who just sounds like a complete fool, okay? He continued on about Girardi, and I think Rizzo is way out of line with this comment. Here's Mike Rizzo earlier this morning.
He's a con artist. He got you in the con. So you believe it, and that's just the way it is. He's been doing that for years on TV, and
Wow. So hold on. You're not a Joe Girardi fan at all.
Doesn't sound like it.
No, I love Joe Girardi. I've seen him play since he was in high school in Peoria, Illinois. Scouted him in Northwestern. I know him well. That's too well.
You know him too well, Riz. That's the problem.
I know him.
What a joke. He's talking about Girardi. Calls him a con artist. You got to be kidding me.
Harsh words.
Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. I thought that whole thing was a disgrace last night by the Washington Nationals, and it amazed me, and I know John agreed, amazed me that so many Phillies fans were up in arms with Girardi the way he handled it. I appreciate it that he tried to do something to affect the game in a positive way for the Phillies.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And you know, something we haven't brought up at all today, because all the talk is about Girardi. Is anyone else worried about Zach Wheeler at all and how he has performed lately? Since the crackdown on substances, like now I'm not making that leap.
Yeah,
but it does feel to me, and I don't know if the dates exactly line up, but it feels like maybe the last three or four outings for Wheeler, it's been marginal, and then he'll figure it out. Like yesterday, Girardi didn't even give him a chance to figure it out because his pitch count was so high in the third, but. It was like, you know, he toughed it out. He put the pieces together and was able to, you know, stabilize later. But I don't know. Like, he's not the same pitcher
that he was at the beginning of the season. Two starts ago, he went 8 innings, 12 strikeouts. He was awesome. So it's really the last two starts. And the last one was 6 innings, no runs. He just had the 4 walks, and he felt like he didn't have his best stuff. It's really this last night and then the outing before you could say something. But the one before that, he was awesome.
Well, I'd say this. It's not going to shock me if we see any number of pitchers in baseball not pitch as well as they had in the first 2.5 months. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they have a lot to
figure
out.
Yeah, whether it's him or others, I expect it. To the phones, let's talk to Billy T in Princeton. Billy T, what's up, buddy?
Gentlemen.
Billy T.
Hey, John, Joe.
Hey, Brian. Hey, bud.
I got to tell you, again, I'm older, but we've been doing this for a long time. They're not looking at the catcher, and they're not looking at the first baseman. What you got to do is look at the ball. Now, the whole thing, the dynamic of putting a substance on the ball, isn't just to get it roughed up so you can grip it. It's to put weight at a certain point on the ball so you get it to tumble. That's what it's all about. And the fact that I don't care how many times they go out and they look at Scherzer. How do you say that, Joe?
Yeah, Scherzer.
I'm with you on that. Scherzer. Okay. The whole idea is you got to look at the baseball. And the problem that's going on now, it used to be that you could tell there was a wet spot on the ball. Today, you can't tell that because they're taking stuff off their forearms, off the back of their neck. The first baseman could have it in the heel of his glove.
Yeah, you're right. So he could throw to the first baseman, I guess, for a pickoff attempt, and the first baseman could throw something in there. Yeah,
absolutely. Hmm. That's been going on for years. Hmm. Okay, and the catcher. Now they're taking the baseballs and they're throwing them away right away. Who does the umpire give the baseball?
Look, Billy T, I don't know what the solution to that this stuff is. I will admit that because I'm with you. Like I want to say, well. Check it all, but I also just don't know how reasonable that is.
It's not, and it's not going to change. And just like when you had bats corked, I mean, Howard Johnson for the Mets hit 42 home runs, right? He was smaller than you, I think. So, I mean, come on. David Johnson of the Orioles hit 42 home runs as a second baseman. I mean, this stuff has been going on in baseball a long, long time.
Billy T, are you claiming that if I quirked my bat, I could hit 42 home runs in Major League Baseball?
I guarantee you're a better free throw shooter than Ben Simmons.
Well, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I mean, I have one comment on the Sixers.
Sure.
Doc Rivers is horrible. Fire his ass. He's let a 7'2" guy with a bad knee out on the perimeter instead of in the block, posting up the guy that he would dominate. Unbelievable.
Yeah, well, and remember, part of that is because you got to have a spot for Ben in the dunker spot, and you can't junk up the lane. So it's listen, we'll find out if Ben's finally out of here. Hey, you know, how much more Joel goes inside. I think it'll be somewhat more.
Hey, the people that are beating up on Girardi are wrong. That's his job. He's the manager.
Correct.
He's the leader.
Correct.
You want the guy out there fighting. That's who I got his back in a half a second.
I'm with you a million percent.
The guy out there.
Billy T, give me a bad sequel.
JoJo Gigolo filling in for you.
Oh, no, that's not right. That's not a sequel, but that's not right. All right, well, fair enough. I just saw a name on my screen, but it went off. Mitch Williams was just calling in, but he just dropped off. James, see if you can get him back, and we'll get Mitchie Poo on the air. Let's go to Enzo right now. Enzo, you're on WIP.
Yo, fellas, how's everyone doing?
Doing well, Enzo.
Joe, you just said something. Man, I had a lot in my head about the Phillies, but you just backed up Doc Rivers, Glenn, we'll call him, I guess, for not making changes for Joel Embiid to back down the guy that he totally could have dominated, what the previous caller just said.
Well, I'm just saying there's a balance to it. I mean, it's not like Joel Embiid doesn't play a lot in the post. I mean, he does play a lot in the post.
Would you say there's a balance during the regular season, but not when it comes down to Game 7?
I'm not really sure. I don't know how to answer that. I also think, Enzo, that the Joel Embiid's knee injury affected. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Embiid was hanging around the three-point line more in the postseason than the regular season because of his knee injury, and he was trying to sort of regulate himself to manage.
All right, enough. I'm getting sick talking about the Sixers again.
I mean, I'm just answering your question. I know. Listen, honestly, Enzo, the fact that the Sixers are eliminated and that the Atlanta freaking Hawks are going to play in the Eastern Conference Finals tonight makes me sick.
Disgusting.
Makes me sick.
I couldn't agree more. Richie earlier said about baseball and the kids watching it at home. Mm-hmm. And the generation, you touched on it, Joe, like the 20-year-olds, here's baseball, have
yep.
at it.
Yep.
It's not going to happen. Like, no, I don't see the kids interested in it at all.
Yeah, not at all. It's scary where this is headed. And they're doing a really poor job of resuscitating things. I mean, it seems like, based on last night, that their attempts are backfiring.
Yeah. And so I am so – look, I'm glad they're taking on this pitchers cheating thing because it really had thrown the balance between pitching and hitting out of whack this year as the technology has made it easy for the pitchers to have something that really obviously dramatically affects the game, the spider tech thing. But I will say that the biggest issue of all in baseball, and we talk about it like every week on our show, is just the pace of play. I mean, it's just completely unacceptable that a 3-2 game, which is a essentially well-played baseball game last night, took 3 hours and 52 minutes. And the fact that there was a little dust-up between Girardi and Max Scherzer and the Nationals coaching staff, that's not why the game was 3 hours and 52 minutes. The game was 3 hours and 52 minutes because pitchers aren't ready to pitch and batters aren't ready to bat. And that's a joke. And baseball should be embarrassed by it all.
It is a joke. And like Mitch said last week or 2 weeks ago when this all started, like everyone's been doing it, and that's what opened my eyes. Wow, it's been going on. So it's been going on. But the way to change the game, like if Manfred really wants to help, or we're going after cheaters, yeah. I guess that's what we're trying to do here. When it's been going on all this time.
Yeah. I mean,
why start out with a couple game suspension with pay versus, here you go, guys,
yeah.
25 game suspension
yep.
without pay yeah. or 50 game suspension without
totally.
Pay, and I catch you, and there you go. You just lost 50 games and your paycheck.
Enzo, I'm with you. Let me just say one more. Enzo, give me a bad sequel. What do you got?
Dude, Weak Dan, you guys need to call him Weak Dan when he calls in from now on because he not only gave an answer, and then he gave a second answer that could have been an answer, which was my answer. So, Dan, you are weak to back up the hammer on that one. I guess I'm going to go with Alien Predator sucked, man. Like, I was a big Predator guy, and
yep.
then when Aliens versus Predator came out, it just turned me off, dude.
All right, man, we got
horrible.
You. Enzo, good phone call right there. One more.
I never saw that one.
No, I didn't either.
I'm shocked. That seems like a John Ritchie special right there.
Yeah, just, I don't know why. Never sought it out.
All right, one more thing, and then right to Mitch, who's just calling in. Let me just say this. I'll give you another analogy about why baseball had a crackdown on the pitchers this year. Again, I've referenced technology, and, you know, this spider tech thing has been created and the pitchers are now using it, you know, had been using it in mass, and you know, it was affecting the balance of power between pitchers and hitters. So we also know that hitters can try to cheat. And I'm sure to a certain extent, they have also probably been cheating for 100 years in various ways, okay? Steroid error being a huge example. But let's just say the quirk back thing. You want to quirk your bat? Okay, quirk your bat. But what if something comes along where, you know, instead of like regular quirk in the bat, the technology, the scientists of the world create something that's in the bat that is so unbelievable that a ball that would be hit 350 feet gets hit 450 feet. And so instead of being a flyout, it's a home run. And there's another home run, there's another home run, there's another home run, there's another home run. Well, Major League Baseball would do something about it because that would make the game completely unappealing for us as fans because we'd say, hey, this weak hitting second baseman, you know, just hit 45 home runs because, you know.
I kind of like it.
But you know what I mean. You can't have a 15 to
somewhat appealing.
You can't have a 15 to 12 game.
Yeah.
And so I'm just making the case that I'm glad baseball's doing something about this. Obviously, last night demonstrated how funky it's going to be in the process. And it's going to be really difficult to regulate this. And I really don't have the solutions and all that yet. But I'm glad they're trying to do something. Let's talk to Mitch Williams. He calls our show regularly. Obviously, big-time contributor to the morning show. And we love talking to Mitchie Pooh for his perspective. What's up, Mitch?
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing all right, Mitch.
Well, I'm backing both of you up today because it is Girardi's job to do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
The gamesmanship, absolutely there's gamesmanship in there. They've tried to take every other strategic aspect of the game away. At least leave that a part of the game.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. Listen, Mitch, maybe the guy's cheating. Maybe he's not. Either way, give it a shot.
Exactly. It doesn't matter. They've been cheating forever. The batting averages are where they are because of the launch angle garbage. And it's finally being exposed for what it is. A bunch of guys or some guy that came up with this theory to sell videotapes. He got a bunch of people to buy into it, and now it's being debunked. Because it's a wrong way to teach it.
Well, Mitch, let's talk about that issue for a second here. We actually haven't attacked it this way, so let's do it. Do you think, Mitch, an organization is going to come along, maybe it's already started, where they say, this has been a foolish way for baseball to go. We're going to teach our team, our minor leaguers, our big leaguers, to play ball, you know, let's call it the normal way, the old school way, and we're going to create a competitive advantage and launch angles out the window. Do you think a team's going to be smart enough to go that way?
You would hope so, but I have no idea, to be honest.
Right. I mean, it's just like that's one of the things Bill Belichick does. You know, if the league zigs, he zags. Yeah. If right. every linebacker out there is small because, you know, few teams have a fullback, Bill Belichick says, well, I'm going to carry a fullback because I actually think we can run the ball and jam it down a team's throat. We might not even have a great running back, but I'm going to have a fullback hit your small linebacker in the mouth, and my running back's going to get 5 or 6 yards, and we're going to beat you that way.
Yeah. Well, the way I look at it, and it for the fans of this game, I know it's hard to watch right now. I'm telling you, the 3-hour and 52-minute 3-2 game,
awful.
That is right up Manfred's alley. That's exactly what he wants. They do not want this
he
game shorter.
He wants that? Really?
Yes. That it keeps the owners want it because it keeps their concession stands open longer. It keeps their memorabilia stands open longer so they can continue to make money.
If you don't
believe this, the one thing that would speed the game up, they have stayed away from.
Right.
The pitch clock.
Yep.
Yep.
That would speed it up. If they truly wanted to speed it up, that rule would be instituted.
Got
to
do
they
it.
They don't want this game speeded up.
Got to do it. They got to do it.
They make too much money. There's no way they're going to try and speed this game up. It's all eyewash.
Well, that would be disappointing, Mitch. It really would. Hey, Mitch.
All you have to do is look at it.
Mitch, why couldn't Ben Simmons shoot a jump shot?
You got to everybody in Philadelphia. You got to witness the difference between a hatred of failure and a pure
Mitch.
Fear
let me. I want to ask you a question. I asked Ike a question off the air the other day, and I want to ask you a similar question. I asked Ike the other day on Monday after the Sixers were eliminated. I said, which of your teammates back in the day, the old school Eagles, you know, 20 years ago, which of your teammates would have had the biggest issue with Ben Simmons? And Ike's response was all of them, which was a great response. So, Mitch, let me ask you a question. Let's just take Dutch for a second. What would Dutch have done with Ben Simmons? If he had a teammate that was unwilling to shoot, what would Darren Dalton have done? And by the way, it was going to, like, literally cost the team the season. What would he have done?
Well, first off,
Dutch would have had to pull Dave Hollins off him. That's just how it was. I'm sorry. If Ben Simmons walked in our locker room, he'd have left bloody. And that's just the fact of the matter. You cannot be afraid.
Yep.
Yeah. You can suck, but you can't be afraid to suck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you, man.
And there's a big difference. And, John, you know the difference.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
The difference between successful athletes and unsuccessful athletes.
Mitch, good
and
stuff, man.
The ones who are respected by their teammates.
Yep.
Exactly.
All right, Mitch. Keep the calls
guys,
coming to our show.
Have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Mitch.
All right,
see
man.
Ya.
Good stuff right there. Let me make a statement on the Phillies.
Hey, that's a huge statement that he made.
Well, go ahead.
Think about that.
Beat him up?
No. Well, going back a little further than the beat him up part.
What?
That the owners themselves and Rob Manfred don't want the game to be shorter.
I don't agree with him on that.
I don't either.
I really don't.
I flat out disagree with him on that.
Yeah, I don't agree. I think.
But then why have they not taken measures to shorten this?
Because
thing?
I think the clock.
There will be a pitch clock in baseball at some point.
I agree. I
there
think it
will be a pitch clock.
I think within 2 or 3 years we'll have a pitch
in
clock.
In the next couple years we will have a pitch clock in baseball.
Doesn't it seem
for
doesn't
sure?
Doesn't it seem bizarre that we know that would help,
right.
You know, eliminate a half an hour.
It's hard to do things in baseball. Like they,
I understand that, but they just instituted this rule about substances.
Well, no, they
instituted through
their
the season.
Cheating rule that was already there that they hadn't been that they hadn't been enforcing. It's already there. Like to change rules, you have to go through the players' union. You have to negotiate these things. Like it's not. This is a rule that was already on the books, so they could just enforce it.
Hmm.
It's a different situation.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And I also think. The pitch clock, I mean, one of the things that is the beautiful part of baseball is that there's not a pitch clock. But the problem is the players have abused the privilege. They were given the privilege of, hey, guys, you don't have to, like hockey, like basketball, you don't have to have 5 seconds to inbound the ball. Like, hey, you get to do it yourself at your own time. And that created a beautiful sport. But the players abused that.
Right.
And so now they are going to have a regulation to, you know, enforce a better pace of play. Let me make one comment on the Phils. They better start winning.
Yeah.
And here's what I mean, okay? Let's just size up this week. I'm going to throw next week into it, and then there might be like a dunzo factor, okay? The 76ers were eliminated on, what was it, Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
No one else in Philadelphia sports is playing. This is it. This is the show. They are a 500-ish team. They have lost the two games they have played since the 76ers were eliminated. The town will turn its attention to the Phillies briefly if they don't win. Or the town will turn their attention for a good long chunk here if they pick it up and start winning. And the reality is this. While the Eagles are dormant right now, and they are dormant right now, they are not going to be dormant forever. The countdown to training camp is going to start.
5 weeks.
Yeah. And the Phillies need to start winning. There is a window of opportunity here. They got to start winning. By the way, that opportunity exists in 1 hour. Phillies baseball today here on WIP at 1 o'clock. Got to start winning, guys. You have an opportunity to grab the town. Don't keep losing. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie will get you ready for Phillies baseball leading off. Is next, the game at 1 on 94 WIP.
My sportsbook app of choice, the Parks Casino Sportsbook app, is the only sportsbook based right here in the Delaware Valley, and they have it all. Live in-game betting, parlays, props, teasers, and more. Bet on individual player performances in pro hoops, hockey, and baseball like points, rebounds, goals, and strikeouts. No one does live in-game play-by-play betting better than the Parks Sportsbook app. Sign up now, bet live on baseball, golf, pro hoops, hockey, and more. They have an incredible offer to get you in on the action. As a new customer, you can make your first bet risk-free up to $500. Again, new customers only. Sign up now, get your first bet risk-free up to $500. Download the app or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code JRWIP. And check out Pro Baseball this afternoon. Philadelphia, 1.5 run home underdog hosting Washington. The over-under is 9 runs. That's parxcasino.com/PA. Promo code JRWIP. Your risk-free bet is refunded in site credit. See the website for terms and conditions and get home field advantage with Parks Casino Sportsbook.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.